Blog Talk Radio.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
First down, Mustang.
1, 2, 3,
Mustang. Unbelievable.
Makes the catch at the 5, breaks the tackle and scores.
Ruling on the field is confirmed.
1, 2, 3,
Mustang.
1, 2, 3,
Mustang.
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
This team is so different.
Mustang football.
But you can walk through those doors, hold your heads up high, and call yourself
Mustang.
Barbara Coletta joining us, BJ of Women's Football Talk. Hey, when's the show on now? You still doing Sundays at 3, by the way?
Yes, Sundays at 3, and then we have our extension show, WFBTalkContinues.com, which we have four quarters with Coach Lee. And we picked up a new show, the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. It's actually being rebroadcast from another network.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Oh, fabulous. Well, again, you talk about the growth as well. I mean, you know, the media certainly being a big part of that. Obviously, the Internet has really played a big part in this league. I mean, you know, everything from selling tickets to getting people out here. There's some folks who showed up at Glory Days Grill who just happened to see one of my posts on Facebook. And I guarantee you, 5 years ago, Facebook would have been the last thing on my mind of using it in any of the capacity. But the Internet, obviously, is very important. You ladies at Women's Football Talk have certainly been on the phoenix of that. Turning our attention here to the WFA, what are some of the teams that, other than the Militia and the Divas, again, you could argue that the Divas will have the biggest target on their back for the remainder of the season. But what are some of the teams that folks are talking about, you know, that might be that other team that may vie for the WFA crown?
Well, you know, Lone Star Mustangs, they are the champions of the WFA, and they're going to be fighting hard to keep that championship. I think that they'll be tough contenders this year.
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion.
Thank you for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show on PushGapRadio.com. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. Today we have an interview with number 8 quarterback Brittany Bushman. We'll have that coming up. Also, Yo Grant had a great interview with her. And we'll be talking to number 94 defensive end Maddie Williams, who blocked a punt for a safety on last week's game. Now remember, coming up April 16th at Pennington Field in Bedford, that's 183 West, exit Central Drive. Make a left, back up under 183, and Pennington Field will be there on your right. Pennington Field, be the Lone Star Mustangs, playing the Austin Outlaws at 7 p.m. For tickets and for more information, log on to LoneStarMustangs.com. Now, time to get you caught up with all the scores from around the league this past Saturday. The Keystone Assault lost to the DC Divas 55-6. The Assault played at the DC Divas, but they were beat 55-6. The Pittsburgh Force lost to the Columbus Comets 55-0. The Pittsburgh Passion was all over the Erie Illusion 56-14. The Indy Crash at St. Louis Slam. St. Louis Slam wins that game 43-6. The Minnesota Machine at the Chicago Force. Chicago Force was in the building, beating the Minnesota Machine 69-0. The Toledo Rain all over Kentucky Karma 23-0. The Detroit Dark Angels 33. The Cincinnati Sizzle 7. For the Tampa Bay Pirates Carolina Raging Wolves game, the Pirates won that 26 over the Wolves 6. The Palm Beach Punishers 12 in a loss to the Jacksonville Dixie Blues, who beat them 42-12. The Central Florida Anarchy 36 over the Savannah Sabres 26-14. The Miami Fury 52, the Gulf Coast Riptide 14, the Kansas City Spartans 14. The Nebraska Stampede 12. Get this. The Kansas City Tribe over the Iowa Explosion 82-0. What did we tell you on last week? Back to the drawing board. Wow. 82-0. The Dallas Diamonds over the Houston Power 39-14. The Austin Outlaws rebounded from their loss against the Lone Star Mustangs on last week, beating the Tulsa Eagles 68-8. Impressive win. Again, the Austin Outlaws will be here at Pennington Field this Saturday, April 16th, 7 p.m. So, you know, they trying to roll with a little momentum coming to North Texas. But we will see about that. The New Orleans Blaze, 14 over the Acadian Zydeco, 14-8. The Central Cal War Angels, 38. Utah Blitz, 0. The Bay Area Bandits over the Portland Fighting Phillies, 36-0. The Pacific Warriors over the San Diego Sting, 40-0. The San Diego Surge over the Las Vegas Showgirls. That's a stunner. 84-0. Some amazing numbers going on here. Some amazing numbers. The Arizona Assassins over the Silver State Legacy, 21-8. The Memphis WTF over the Little Rock Wildcats, 38-14. The Philadelphia Liberty Bells over the New England Nightmare at 52-0. Some amazing scores going on around the league. Simply amazing, you know. I was bumping around this website that I told you about on last week's show, the Women's Tackle Football Group, .ning.com. This guy, Sports Geek, has a map that kind of outlines, it's in the Websites and Informations group. A nice map that kind of puts in perspective where everyone's located, you know. Map of the United States, and then there are the teams. Awesome map. He said he's working on this so that he can get this in place. I mean, I myself, as a guy, I guess, I'm a very visual person. You know, you can tell me things. I can paint a picture. But this map is awesome. I like this. Trying to see how we can help this guy get this out. Talked to my mom on this past weekend. Lives up there in Gary, Indiana, right outside of Chicago. Hi, Mom. See you in September. But, yeah, my mom's heard about it. My mom's 71 years old, 72 years old. She's heard of women's football. She's interested. Wow. See, who knew? You know, she inquired, was there a team in Indiana? There's the Indy Crash, the Chicago Force, up around that area. But, yeah, my mom's heard. You know, amazing. Truly amazing. But, yeah, this map outlines the WFA, the Women's Football Alliance, and shows where everyone is located. Hopefully someone gets a system in place that gets a little quicker to getting our scores and updates. I got those. A few emails, folks are complaining about updates, you know, which is very vital in this society. You know, updates now, you get updates in a flash. Sometimes you get updates, you don't even want updates, you know. What did we do before all of the technology? Because we're stat-driven in America. That's why soccer's not big here. You know, think about it. In baseball, who's the home run leader? Football, who ran for the most yards? What quarterback threw for the most yards? Basketball, who's the rebound leader? Who's the scoring leader? Hockey, you know. Goes on and on. Tennis, boxing. What's a stat in soccer? What are you doing to me here? What do you want? Stats. We're driven by stats in America. So yeah, get those updates in. People want to see those. When we come back, we're going to get into our interview with the quarterback for the Lone Star Mustangs, 2010 Women's Football Alliance champion Brittany Bushman. On PushGapRadio.com. Also, Maddie Williams blocked a punt. She's going to tell you how she felt about that. And Yo Grant will be coming on to talk to us as well. Never average, never mediocre. Online, on point, and on the money. In Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, we're PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com, the official urban internet home for the Lone Star Mustangs, 2010 champions of the Women's Football Alliance.
The place with the most music variety. Most music variety.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, baby.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Team in Training program is beating cancer.
Team in Training is a way of life.
The people that are out here
They're saving lives every time they do this.
I will never be able to repay the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for what they've given me.
They give you everything you need to accomplish your goal.
It's an incredible experience and something that you will never forget.
And I promise you, at the end, it'll change your life.
Join Team in Training and help beat cancer today.
Together,
we train
and beat cancer.
You don't know this yet, but in Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, we are PushGapRadio.com.
The saying goes, everything is bigger in Texas. I have to agree. The most exciting cities in the world. How Dallas-Fort Worth works. An area of Texas also known as the Metroplex. And it certainly lives up to its new slogan, Live Large, Think Big. Dallas is in North Central Texas. Fort Worth sits 35 miles to the west of Dallas's high rises. Dallas Metroplex. Metropolitan Dallas has almost more hotels than New York City. So there you have it. Everything's bigger in the Lone Star State. One reason the Big D holds a special place in the hearts of many Texans.
You don't know this yet, but we're PushGapRadio.com. Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
How Dallas Fort Worth works.
Champions. They come from all walks of life to come together for one common goal. To win championships. Congratulations to the Lone Star Mustangs, winners of the 2010 Women's Full Contact Football League. The Lone Star Mustangs are supported in their effort by family and friends and their teammates. And now by PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com, the official internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs 2010 champions of the Women's Full Contact Football League. Oh, yeah. And for these ladies, all they do is win.
This is Lynn Liberty Ellington with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs women's football show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. For all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com.
Hey, this is Brittany Bushman. I'm playing quarterback for the Lone Star Mustangs. I'm number 8, and I grew up, was born and raised in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but I reside in Hearst, Texas.
In New Hampshire, huh?
Yes, New Hampshire.
What was New Hampshire famous for? Either ham or syrup or something, right?
They do have very good maple syrup, but I don't know. The man on the mountain is kind of what we're known for, the Granite State.
Okay.
Live free or die.
See, look what you learn when you hang out on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Ms. Brittany, thank you for hanging out with us, ma'am. On last week against the Alston Outlaws, you were 4 for 14 for 70 yards, 2 TDs, and 1 pick. How do you feel about that game?
Definitely need to get the passing percentage back up. But overall, it was a pretty good game. You could definitely tell it was the first time out. But we have a lot of things to work on, and we're working real hard in the off week to get everything together, and we're ready to come out and show Austin some more things.
So you've been playing quarterback for 4 years, but last season was your first year with the Mustangs, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so who were you with before the Mustangs?
Well, the year before the Mustangs, I was with the Diamonds. I didn't get much playing time with them,
right.
So I decided not to waste any more time. And I went over to the other team in the area, which obviously is the Mustangs. It's been a great fit, by the way.
That's right.
But previous to that, when I was in college, I played for the Boston Militia as well as the Massachusetts Mutiny.
And so you got here last season, and you've already won a championship. What's your best memory of that championship game last year in Vegas?
Heat stands out the most.
The heat.
Yeah, it was like 122 degrees out there.
Wow.
It was like you're slowly baking.
I mean, that had to have been a wonderful experience, though, you know, to hoist that trophy, championship trophy. They can never take that from you.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we had a great team last year. We all work really well together, and we all wanted the same goal. And no matter what adversity we faced, we were always somehow able to come together as a team and make it happen. Mm. And everybody had, you know, that one goal. We had that one mindset, and we were going to do whatever it took to get there. And we did it. We came home champions, and it feels amazing. And I know all the other girls are still in the wind, and it's still a great feeling.
So how did you get involved in women's football, Brittany? Who turned you on to it?
Actually, when I was little, I just always played football in the neighborhood with the boys. And when it came time to play organized football, I started playing in fourth grade. And I just played all the way through high school. I lettered my junior and senior year. And I just absolutely loved the game. And I knew it wasn't ever, at that point in time, I never knew it was something that I could take past high school. And then my sophomore year in college, I found out about the Dallas Rage, found out when their season was, and it was happened to be during when I was still in college. So I found out about the team up north, and that's how I got involved with the Mass Museum Boston Militia.
Okay. And what college did you attend? What's your alma mater?
Emmanuel College in Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. So who's your favorite NFL team, since you seem to be from that northeastern area of the country?
You know what? It might surprise you. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking the Patriots, but I have been a Dallas Cowboys fanatic since I was little. Yeah. So when I moved here, it was actually pretty cool because, you know, everything is Cowboys here in Texas, and I absolutely love it.
So what advice would you give other young ladies who, as the season progresses and they start to get involved and see what's going on, you know, it's a thing of if I knew then what I know now. What kind of advice would you pass on to young ladies who would be interested in getting into the league?
Don't let anybody ever tell you that you can't. That's what I would say. Because there were so many people who never thought that I was going to make it to the high school, and they're, oh, you're not going to be able to compete with the boys. They're too big. And, yes, that might be true, but if you truly love the game and it's something that you're passionate about, I say go for it. As long as you're tough and you can take a hit, you'll be just fine in football. So I say go for it and don't let anybody hold you back.
You said long as they can take a hit, huh?
Yeah, I got smashed a few times when I was playing in high school.
Okay, so how did you get the nickname Slash? How did that come about?
It actually came when I was playing with the Boston Militia. We had a second-year coaching staff, and they knew me as a running back, and then they started mixing me in at receiver, outside backer, safety, kick return, kind of just all over, and I was doing a little bit of quarterback as well. And one of the coaches was, I'm going to start calling you Slash. And then they kind of just took and kind of been there ever since.
Brittany Bushman, number 8, the quarterback for the Lone Star Mustangs. So, Brittany, going forward, what do you see as your biggest challenge to get back to that championship level?
I think it's definitely our biggest challenge is going to be to take all the athletes and all the talent that we have this year and putting it together all in one and to have that chemistry and to make sure that we all have the same goal. Because we have tons of athletes and we have a lot of talent on this team, and we just got to put it all together. And I really think the work would be unstoppable.
So what quarterback in the NFL, Brittany, do you tend to emulate? I mean, being a Cowboys fan, are you emulating Tony Romo or, you know, the backup guy?
I hope not. No offense to Mr. Romo, but I'd like to hope my game is a little better than his.
Ball, you heard that here first at PushCapRadio.com.
I think I most emulate Michael Vick only because I have great feet and I can use that to my advantage. I'm kind of in his stage now where he was learning how to be a pocket passer, and that's one thing that I've been focusing on a lot at practices and film sessions is to kind of get my passing game up to where, even half of where my running game is at.
Outstanding. That is number 8. Quarterback for your Lone Star Mustangs, Brittany Bushman. Looking forward to an outstanding season with you guys. How was your bye week? Did you get any rest, or did you do any more film study or game planning?
Yeah, we did all that. We had our film day. We've had our work hard a few days. We had scrimmage day yesterday. We got a lot of things worked out. We have a thing that we had to work on, and we definitely were able to do that this past week, and we still got a little more work to do for our practices coming up this week.
Outstanding. That's Brittany Bushman. Brittany, I look forward to meeting you on Saturday out there at the game. Now, don't act like I'm your bill collector when you see me.
For sure. I'll be looking forward to meeting you too.
That's what that is.
All right. I'll see you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Brittany Bushman, quarterback of the Lone Star Mustangs, and I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
Valerie's Beauty Salon
is the personal attention and customer service you deserve at Valerie's Beauty Salon. We're located at the corner of Oak Lane and Pioneer in Grand Prairie. For healthier looking hair and an elegant creation, call Valerie at 469-733-2411. Get the personal attention and customer service you deserve at Valerie's Beauty Salon.
I was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park.
On the last episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show,
we're pleased to be joined now by owner of the Lone Star Mustangs, Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington. Lynn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing outstanding. Thank you for popping on to the show.
Thank you for having us.
You are one of the prime architects of building a championship team in the Women's Football Alliance. Are you feeling this team is on the cusp of greatness?
I would have to say that I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think that they can win another championship. I don't like to be too bold because there's a lot of new teams that have come in this year.
Right.
Coming from the IWFL, and a lot of them have, you know, a lot of history. So, do I think they can? Absolutely.
That's the confidence I'm looking for, Leah. We need a, that's the confidence.
Teams and saying, what are you doing that doesn't work? And they would tell me, hey, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And I would ask, you know, what worked? Oh, you want to do this, you want to do this. So we kind of put all those things together and said, okay, how are we going to get this to work? The women's football is continuing to grow, and the WFA is where it's at right now.
You also own two other teams in Tulsa and Little Rock. Tell us a little bit more about those two teams.
With the Little Rock Wildcats and the Tulsa Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of our business planning for a long time. Our goal there was to fill in some holes in the travel and making it better for all the teams around.
Mm-hmm.
Because in women's football, that's one of the biggest expenses is the travel.
Right.
If you can avoid a 10 or 12 or 15-hour trip by putting a team in between, then you're cut down to a, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours.
Okay. Well, Lynn, we thank you for jumping on to the show with us, man. And, you know, great on the win on yesterday with the Mustangs. That's Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington for your Lone Star Mustangs. They will be playing at Pennington Field August 16th against the Austin Outlaws, who they just defeated 16-0 this past Saturday. Lynn, thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you, Clifton.
Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. during the Mustang season to hear the latest episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Log on to Podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustangs. Become a listener. Become a follower. Become a fan. It's the best women's football show on the Internet. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, hosted by Clifton Shackelford. Only on PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
Welcome back. We talked to Yolanda Grant, number 51, tight end. On last week's game against the Austin Outlaws, she went 2 for 37. 2 catches for 37 yards. She has 4 years of experience. Player notes here at the Lone Star Mustang site is Yo hardly misses a practice and works hard for the team. Yo has good speed and a basketball player's ability to catch. That, coupled with her taller-than-average build, makes her a great target for the QB. Now, here's our interview with Yo Grant on PushGapRadio.com, the official urban internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs 2010 champions of the Women's Football Alliance. What was you doing last night? I'm hearing your voice, boy. Whatever it was strenuous.
No, I've been playing in the cold.
Okay.
So it's like, as soon as I wake up, it sounds bad, and for a while it gets real bad. So.
Oh, okay. Did you guys have practice yesterday?
Yeah, we had practice Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. We're talking to Yo Grant of the Lone Star Mustangs on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Yo, welcome to the show, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Yo Grant. I'm number 51. I play outside linebacker and tight end, and I'm from Flatonia, Texas.
From where?
Flatonia, Texas.
Where is that?
Southeast of Austin, like 60 miles from Austin.
Oh.
A little small country town.
A small country town,
Yeah.
Well, Yo, thank you for jumping on board with us. You're a first-team All-American tight end in 2010, and you're currently playing outside linebacker. How has that change been for you?
It's pretty good. I mean, I played it before when I first started playing football. So, I mean, it's not really a change. It's just jumping over back on defense. That's why I started first, was defense anyway.
Okay, so you're more on the defensive side of the ball, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you get into football? Who turned you on to women's football?
I have a friend of mine, Steph, that plays with us now. She came out, and I've known her over the years. She came out and asked us. She asked one of my other friends to play, and we went out and checked it out. We kind of thought it was flag football until they started pulling out pads and stuff, and we were just like, okay. And so then I stuck around. My other friend, she didn't want to play because it was contact, but I like it, so I
say you like the contact, huh?
Yeah.
So you guys are playing the Austin Outlaws this Saturday, the 16th. Looking back on the win on last week, 16-0, do you think you'd be looking to do anything different than you did last week, or probably follow the same game plan?
Well, I mean, everything, we did pretty well last week with a lot of things. Blocking-wise, that'll come together as we gel together. So pretty much the same thing what we're going to do, what we did last time we played them. So it's just a matter of who shows up that day, I'd say.
That's right. So, Yo, how long have you been with the Mustangs?
This will be my 30th.
Wow, okay. 3 years with the Mustangs and already champions.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. So what goals have you set for yourself this year? I mean, you guys accomplished some great things on last year. And, I mean, how do you surpass that? How do you get up mentally to take it to the next level, to be one of the few teams, perhaps, in the Women's Football Alliance to repeat as champions?
You just come out. I mean, every game you got to play it like it's your last one. You know, that's how I see things when I play. I just play like it's my last game, and I'm sure all the vets know, you know, we know Austin comes with different stuff. We know the dime's going to come with different stuff. It's just being prepared and just mentally staying ready all the time, even in practice. So, I mean, you just got to stay prepared all the time. You just know your assignment to make sure you're doing your job. That's how I feel about it.
That's how you feel about it, huh?
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's going to be coming after you guys this season. Are you looking forward to that, to the challenge of every time
yeah.
you walk in a stadium, you know, they have the radar on you guys?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good thing to have, you know. No one comes in thinking, like, oh, this team, you know, sorry or this, that, and the other. You know, they got to come out and play us. They know they got to come out and play. And as we know, we got to come out and play every game. We can't just, you know, pretend, oh, we're champions, so we can just come out and run over everybody. No, you know, every team's different. Every team has something else to bring, and pretty much everybody in the league is probably going to bring it all to us. So
every time we step on a practice field, every time we step on that field, we know we got to bring it. We got to step it up and,
right,
to another level.
So how do you balance everything, yo? How do you keep everything together? I mean, work and life and now football, which I'm sure consumes a great deal of your time. You know, how do you keep all
that
in balance?
Well, I mean, I'm a coach at elementary school, like a PE coach. So, I mean, just go to work, pretty much, you know, teach my kids, come home. I get home every day around 4, so it's not, you know, it's not that strenuous unless I have a meeting, and then it's just running around trying to get to practice.
Right.
But, I mean, I handle it fine because, I mean, I play college ball, so it was a bunch of running around there.
Right.
You know, you always had to be in certain spots at a certain time. If you're late, you got to run, you know, so I'm pretty much used to it.
Oh, okay. So how did you get the name Yo? How did that come about?
My nickname was Yo-Yo. When I went to college, they shortened it to Yo.
Okay, you're not
so
that Yo-Yo, college, are you? Don't tell me. We got breaking news here on the Long Star. You remember the rapper Yo-Yo that hung out with Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was you. I need an autograph.
No, that's not me.
Okay. Let's say Yo-Yo. Wait a minute. Hold him up. Okay, so they... Go ahead, baby.
They called me Yo-Yo, like, when I was in the 5th grade, and then it kind of dropped off when I went to college to just shorten it, so they started calling me Yo.
Okay. What college did you go to? What's your alma mater?
Stephen F. Austin.
Okay, give a shout-out to Stephen F. Austin then. Say it like you mean.
How y'all do? How y'all doing, all you lady jacks out there?
That's what's going on. Yo, we're going to give you a quick little test here. Just whatever comes to mind, give us the answer, all right?
Okay.
All right. Laptop or desktop?
Laptop.
McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
$10 million but be lonely or struggle through life with a solid partner?
I'm taking $10 million.
Oh, really? You need to quit playing. Shower or bath?
Shower.
Last but not least, American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
I like American Idol.
That was up. That is number 51, Yo Grant, from your Lone Star Mustang. Yo, thanks for jumping on board with us. I look forward to seeing you guys accomplish another win this Saturday, April 16th, at Pennington Field in Bedford. Thanks for coming on, Yo.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
For all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com.
Students on more than 6,000 campuses are going to Chegg.com to rent textbooks and save a buttload of cash. For all you non-math majors, a buttload is equal to one diva. Multiplied by a town car's trunk capacity to the mom jean power. Or in layman's terms, $500 or more a year. Don't buy it. Join the millions who save millions. Rent your books at Chegg.com today. Save a buttload.
As we proceed,
hip hop and R&B right now.
PushGapRadio.com.
And now, here's the 2-minute drill with 2010 championship coach of the Women's Football Alliance, Mike Ellington, on PushGapRadio.com.
Hello?
Coach Mike.
Yeah, it's Clifton. How's it going?
Man, I'm doing 1,200 things at once. I'm trying to edit up the interview from earlier, finish the show, do my stuff for my job, talking long distance to my mom, and time just rolling, man.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed your call is what my problem was.
Oh, yeah. I like to kind of get your last coach where you done marinated on everything and, you know, your day is over with in that aspect and you calm down. And, yes, sir. But, yeah, I just want to get a couple of questions from you there, really, Coach. We're on with Coach Mike Ellington, 2010 championship coach of the Women's Football Alliance. Coach, thanks for jumping on.
No problem. It's great to be here.
Yes, sir. Coach, on last week on the show, you mentioned making adjustments. Did you guys work on that at all during the bye week this week?
We have. We've made a few adjustments and everything, and we've been getting everything ready game plan-wise. we get to play the Austin Outlaws again, back-to-back here in about 6 more days. So we're getting ready to rock and roll with them.
So you don't think it should be a problem getting the players motivated for a team that they beat 2 weeks ago, the Austin Outlaws? Lone Star Mustangs beat them 16-0. So hopefully that shouldn't be a problem.
I don't think there's any problem with motivating the girls as far as going to win football games. They don't seem to worry about getting motivated for that.
So, Coach, what else did you do for the bye week? Did you do a lot more work, or did you probably perhaps try to chill out just a little bit because you know there's more to the season coming?
Well, actually, I had to go down to Austin again this weekend to be there with the Tulsa team to help them out. And then, you know, Lynn was out in Memphis, so we were kind of spread out this weekend.
So watching the film on the Outlaws and taking in the win on a week ago, what do you think you can exploit about the Austin Outlaw team?
Well, I think we're going to be, you know, keeping a lot of what we've already done, you know, running the ball. We've been able to do that on them rather well, and as long as we can keep executing, we had some times there during that last game where we didn't execute very well.
Right.
And we just got to be able to execute well. If we can do that, then we don't have to add any new plays. We don't have to do anything like that. We just have to execute what we've already got.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you jumping on. Sound like you busy as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
That is true.
It's true. That is 2010 Championship Coach Mike Ellington. Coach, look forward to seeing you at the game this week. Go Mustangs.
Thank you.
All right, Coach.
All right, bye-bye.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Let's take this back to the beginning,
okay.
Because I'm glad we talked about football and we talked about the ladies being here, but the very beginning of this concept, we are talking about women, full contact,
yes.
Tackle football, knocking each other down, taking the ball, running for touchdown, full contact women's football. We have full contact tackle football. It blows my mind phenomenally, truly. Tell us more about this.
I decided that we could do something and bring this women in a better direction and not play football like men, but give football the respect it deserves and play with as much respect as we can. And my biggest thing is always when somebody tells me I can't do something, the first thing I want to do is say, watch me succeed, you know. And I've been lucky enough to come across people like you and get on your radio show, which was great.
Strong, powerful women.
Phenomenal women.
Absolutely, with people like your help, like you said earlier, giving back to the community. That's one of the biggest things we always say. It takes all parts to make the machine work. We're not plural. We're just one being.
To see how you can help support the Lone Star Mustangs, I'll give you a little breakdown of what you can do to help these ladies out. The team will consist of approximately 50 women over the age of 18. They play 4 home games at Pennington Field over there in the Hearst-Euless-Bedford area, and they also play 4 away games. As a team, they're responsible for funding their home field for the officials, medical personnel, and equipment. Away games also require chartering a team bus and overnight lodging. Football practice equipment, uniforms, and practice fields are also vital to the success of the Lone Star Mustangs. Your support is needed to help the Lone Star Mustangs meet the financial obligations of operating a successful team. Here's what we mean by successful. They most recently completed the 2010 season 12-0. Let you marinate on that. That's undefeated. 12-0, and they won the national championship in the Women's Football Alliance. The league has over 60 teams throughout the U.S., and they're really excited about the 2011 season. Also, the Lone Star Mustangs had 9 first-team All-American players and 1 second-team All-American. Now, sponsorship with the Lone Star Mustangs is a partnership in which they provide unique advertising opportunities at low cost. Media exposure will include local television, radio, internet media, and newspaper coverage. Your support also has an opportunity to be recognized in game day programs, ongoing public communications, game day announcements, print articles, internet exposure, and many other creative media. To see how you can help and to become a supporter of the Lone Star Mustangs, contact the Lone Star Mustangs at info@LoneStarMustangs.com. LinLibertyEllington.com or contact Lynn Liberty Ellington at 972-513-6233. Lone Star Mustangs, I mean, it's going to be a real great season. We're trying to get a lot of people up to speed on what's going on with the ladies, and we'll be doing a lot of interviews to see, you know, how they got involved in doing what it is that they do. They're passionate about it, and, you know, once you suit up, getting hit is getting hit. So this is not your grandmother's flag football league, all right? So, you know, for more information on all things Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to the official old-school hip-hop and R&B station of the Lone Star Mustangs, PushGapRadio.com.
My kid's into skateboarding.
My daughter's into art.
Mine's into the environment.
My son's into photography.
My kid's into everything.
Then get your child involved in the volunteer program for Kids Who Care. Are you into it? It's a great opportunity for kids to participate in what they're into, hang with friends, and help the community. So are you into it? If you are or think your kid might be, then give 4-H a call toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH or visit our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
Maybe they can get my kid into cleaning his room.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System in the Ad Council.
On the World Wide Web, powered by DRS 2000.
The best hit music. Every time you turn us on.
Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, Fort Worth. We told you we were going to get into an interview with Maddie Williams, defensive end of the Lone Star Mustangs. She blocked a punt on last week against the Austin Outlaws, and I think that's amazing. I love blocked punts. You know, I think that's another one of the high aspects of the show. You know how fast you have to be to block a punt? I don't care at what level. By the time you drop the ball from the distance of your shoulder to right above below your shin, to the top of your foot. I mean, you know, how many tenths of a second is that for a person to be able to get around and block that? Wow, that's amazing. So, we have an in-depth interview with Maddie Williams on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show on PushGapRadio.com. Go Mustangs!
First down, Mustangs.
1, 2, 3.
Running! Unbelievable!
Makes the catch at the 5. Breaks the tackle and scores.
Bruin on the field is confirmed.
1, 2, 3.
Running!
1, 2, 3.
Running!
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
This team is so different.
Running football!
Yeah, I love block punts. That's one of the most exciting parts of football to me, especially when a game is close. And then, you know, I've come to find out that that's happened in your case last season. So I am a huge fan. Never met you, Maddie. I am a huge fan already.
My name is Maddie Williams. I play for the Lone Star Mustangs. I'm a defensive end and a fullback. My number is 94 because I'm the wife of Marcus Ware, and I currently live in Denton, Texas.
DeMarcus Ware, huh?
I'm a big fan of him.
Hey, I am as well. DeMarcus Ware is a bad man. Jerry needs to give him that money. So,
that's what I said.
Number 94, Maddie Williams. You had 3 tackles in a row for losses to turn the championship game around last year. And just on last week, down in Austin, you started off the season with a block punt for a safety. How does that make you feel, Maddie?
Well, I was excited. I wish I could have ran a little bit faster to get in a touchdown, but I guess the safety's not too bad to settle with.
Okay. So, Maddie, how did you get into women's football? How did that evolve in your life? How did that come about?
Well, I actually coached softball at Texas Western University at the time, and I was working out, and one of the girls came up to me and asked me if I liked football. And, well, I mean, if you live in Texas, you got to like football. And I said, yeah. And she invited me out to a tryout for a new team, the Mustangs. And I went out and tried out and loved it, fell in love with it, and I don't see myself not playing.
So you said that you compare yourself to DeMarcus Ware. Huh? What about what is it about his game that inspires you?
He's an emotional player. He's passionate with what he does. He's always in every play. You know, I never see him slacking off. He's always giving 110%. And I feel like when the Cowboys need something, he's always the guy that turns it around for them. And so I don't compare myself to him. I'd like to be like him. I do watch a lot of his stuff. He's got a lot of good moves.
Exactly. So do you have any sort of pregame rituals or anything that you do before a game? You know, some people wear the same socks or eat the same thing for on the day of the game. Do you have anything like that?
Not really. I'm a relaxed player. You know, some of the girls get real excited, real hyped before the game, and they scream and yell, and that's what gets them pumped. I'm kind of the quiet one, which is probably because I'm actually a really loud person. But I kind of keep to myself for a minute and visualize what I'm going to do, and then I try to do it.
So going forward this season, Maddie, what do you think is going to be one of the biggest challenges for the Mustangs to get back to the big show?
You know, we have some rookies, and actually I've been really surprised. We have really good rookies this year that are stepping up and doing their part, and you know, cause we lost some vets, and they filled their spots really well. And I mean, as long as we play like a team, we have the heart, and I don't see us having any problems getting back to the big game.
So who stood out for you among the rookies? Who surprised you in last week's game down there in Austin?
Bethany is actually one of our corners, also a wide receiver. She has never played before, and coming out in that game, left it on the field, diving. She made an amazing catch in the first quarter that they called the grounding on it, but the ball touched the ground, so she didn't get it. But that right there is something we've been looking for, and she gives 110% every play, and that's all you can ask for somebody.
So when you won that championship on last year, especially being contributing so hugely to that win, describe that feeling for us.
Oh, it was great. I actually got to win that game, the championship, with my best friend, Stephanie. She was our fullback last year. We grew up together since we were eight. And so having shared that feeling with her was amazing. Out of all the feelings I've ever had, it was just everything we worked for all year, going undefeated, just came to that tee. And it was worth every minute of it. I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Okay. So is there any one team in particular that you may be looking forward to? I know there are a team or two that you guys did not play on last season, but what name kind of screams out at you from the schedule?
I'll tell you what, the Dallas Diamonds, we play them 30th, and that's because of the home field right here. We're both in the North Texas area, and they seem to think that they've got this whole area wrapped up around them, and they're about to find out who the Mustangs are on the 30th.
And that's what I'm talking about, confidence. Confidence. So, what do you think you have to do in addition to what you did last year to get back to that championship level? I mean, is there probably instead of running 5 miles, you run 10 now? Instead of 10 push-ups, now you're doing 50 push-ups. So, is there anything else you're going to add to your regimen to get back to that spot?
I mean, as a whole, we got to work harder. Every game this year is going to be pushing to get there. Last year, you know, we kind of. Now, I'm not saying we didn't have to work hard. We had to work hard for everything last year, but this year is different because we're the defending champions, and now everybody's coming after us. So there can't be 1 minute of the game where we slack off, where we make mistakes. We need to keep on our game 100% of the time.
So, Maddie, how long have you been with the Mustangs?
This will be my third season.
Oh, your third
since
season.
We started.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been there from the inception.
Yes, sir. First team.
First thing, and you say it like you mean it. I love that in you, Maddie Williams. Number 94, defensive end for your Lone Star Mustangs. Maddie Williams, man, we thank you for coming on.
Yes, sir, thank you. This is Maddie Williams, number 94, defensive end for the Lone Star Mustangs. Now listen to PushGapRadio.com.
The most satisfying way to enjoy your radio today is through your computer. PushGapRadio.com. Changing the way you listen to radio.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I told you guys that women's full contact football was moving like a 500-mile-an-hour train. Now, to get more insight, here's the word on the street.
A full contact tackle women's football team.
I believe there are some teams in this league that it's the opportunity, and people appreciate the opportunity, and that's kind of it. And with us, winning less than a championship is not acceptable for us. It's just not.
The first tryout we had was there was only 40 people there, and we ended up going with a team of about 30. And now we're having consistently over 100 people at our tryouts.
I have a great angle, okay? You think about your arc motion, and where are you going to your arc motion? Your arc motion, you're actually going backwards.
Because you know, a lot of them like football. But because the opportunity wasn't there, they played other sports. They played softball, or they boxed, or they did field hockey, or, you know, other rugby was another big one. But, you know, deep in their hearts, they really love football.
I've always wanted to play tackle. I went to the principal, Mrs. Cunningham.
Young boy.
And I said, Mrs. Cunningham, I want to play football. And she was like, young lady. She called everybody that. Young lady, we don't have the proper padding for you.
Ready?
Where, say, you know, we could not work and do nothing but train. Obviously, the biggest difference right now is we're not getting paid yet. We are, however, considered a professional organization, professional league. Each team is individually owned. To be in a situation where, say, you know, we could not work and do nothing but train, you know, I couldn't imagine where we'd be.
It's kind of like a part-time job because we spend so much time practicing, like this weekend going to games and stuff like that. And maybe one day it will financially benefit. But for now, I'm happy with what we're doing.
Yay! Big game!
Like, I like being part of a winning team. And every year we've gotten better and better. So if we're on pace this year, we should make it to the championship game.
From the 28, the throw goes to the right side. It's caught.
Nice.
Unbelievable. Makes the catch at the 5. Breaks the tackle and scores.
Ruin on the field is confirmed.
Yeah, baby.
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Women's full contact football.
Sponsorships and advertising with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Alliance. You have the opportunity to become the Lone Star Mustangs' biggest fan. For info, hit them up at info@LoneStarMustangs.com. Welcome back to the show. In NFL football news, Judge Susan Richard Nelson told the NFL and NFL players that she will impose forced mediation on them earlier this week. The league had wanted more mediation in Washington, D.C., while federal mediator George Cohen and the NFL Players Association wanted mediation in Minnesota. Judge Nelson will decide what she feels is best and announce her decision earlier this week. Judge Nelson had a one-hour conference call Friday with both sides and said she would use this past weekend, to figure out a solution. One of the keys to any type of mediation is whether NFL owners are willing to not use a meeting with members of the National Football League Players Executive Committee or members of the decertified NFL Players Association against the plaintiffs in the Tom Brady lawsuit, which was filed in Judge Nelson's federal court in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lawyers for the NFL offered such protection Friday in a letter to Judge Nelson and also indicated any mediation session would include owners with decision-making ability. After last Friday's conference call, Judge Nelson told both sides to be quiet about the conversations. Well, the Lone Star Mustangs survived the first game on the road and are looking to attack the Austin Outlaws on April 16th at 7 p.m. at Pennington Field over in Bedford, Texas. So for some tough Texas women's football, come check out the Mustangs versus the Outlaws. Pennington Field is located at 1501 Central Drive in Bedford, Texas. It is the home stadium of the Hearst Euless Bedford School District, and it's a historical fixture in Dallas football. Pennington Field has been honored as the most used stadium in the state of Texas. With a seating capacity of 12,500, the stadium has been called the Star of Stadiums by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. The Women's Football Alliance is the largest women's full-contact tackle football league in the country, with 60 teams throughout the United States. The Women's Football Alliance gives over 1,800 women the opportunity to play one of the fastest-growing ladies' sports today. So, come out and check out the game that will be going on out there at Pennington Field on this Saturday. Also, to hear this podcast, go to podomatic.com. Podomatic.com. Keyword search Lone Star Mustang. And you can hear this show. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. We're on YouTube. We're all over the place. It's women's full contact football. Get involved. We're trying to get you up to speed on all the goings on in women's full-contact football. I'm Clifton Shackleford, the host of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. It's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to have spent a part of your day with you. Make sure you guys tune in with us on next week when we'll give you the update on the first home game for the Lone Star Mustangs out there at Pennington Field against the Austin Outlaws, who the Lone Star Mustangs beat in their first game of the season a week ago, 16-0. Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, salute to you, ma'am. Coach Mike Ellington, keep being a champion. Lone Star Mustang, PushGapRadio.com. It's the hottest combination in the internet game. PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
This is Kimberly Harden from Dallas, Texas, and I listen to the new PushGapRadio.com. Pushing hip-hop and R&B from back in the gap. PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.
You just shot to number one on your internet radio dial. Chaka Ford won in the main event only on PushGapRadio.com.
Tune in every week on Thursday and Friday at 10 a.m. for the Chaka Ford won and the main event only on the new PushGapRadio.com.
PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.